You're listening to Local Not Global, part of the Redshift Community Podcast Network. This podcast shares news, advice, recipes and insights from independent traders and food producers from Nantwich and surrounding areas of Cheshire. I am Liz Parkin and Local Not Global is brought to you by In Nantwich, the small town with a big buzz. Follow In Nantwich on social media to keep up to date with what is going on in our floral market town. Hi, I'm talking now to Denise Lawson, one half of the owners of the fantastic Nantwich bookshop and coffee shop right in the town square in Nantwich. Denise, lovely to talk to you. How are you?
I'm very well. Nice to be here. Thank you, Liz.
Tell me about the shop. How long have you been there?
We've had the shop since 2003. It was just bookshop, and I think because Steve was there on his own without me, I've only been there for the last 12 years. It was bookshop. Then we introduced coffee shop, then we introduced the alfresco, and now we've introduced the coffee shop downstairs with the bookshop. So hand in hand, coffees and books, or hot drinks and books.
Such a great idea. I remember the first time I ever saw a bookshop and a coffee shop with a huge, huge place in America when I was in New York years and years ago. And then when I moved to Nantwich, your shop was one of the first that I went in when I was looking around Nantwich, deciding whether I wanted to live up here from moving up from Surrey, and just fell in love with it, fell in love with the whole theme of it, and thought, gosh, this is just like what I experienced in America, but on a much quainter, prettier scale. So it works really well, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And we sort of got the idea because we came from South Africa 20 years ago. And with that, a lot of the coffee shop, or a lot of the bookshops have a coffee shop attached.
Right. Okay.
So we thought we might as well do what we know.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. Yeah. We've obviously had this lockdown period. Now, I know in the very early stages of lockdown, you thought very quickly about how to deal with things, and you sent Steve out on his bike delivering. He's a big avid cyclist, isn't he? Tell us about some of the changes you've made during lockdown.
The delivery was a big thing that we've never really done before. Occasionally, we would have somebody living close by and we take the book to them. But we've introduced our online website. So there's an online shop with that. We've had lovely offers from people locally to help us build it. But because we were linked with the Booksellers Association, we've had a lot of help there, and we can link into the bigger booksellers so we can have the books sort of updated all the time.
Oh, that's good. Right. Yeah.
Online shopping. Great. Nothing, what we've never done before.
Well, isn't that an interesting way to look at lockdown, how you've adapted, and it's been a great adaptation to have by the sounds of things.
It has. Yes, it has. And then the other thing that we've always done takeaway, but not huge amounts of takeaway. We've proven to people in Nantwich that we can compete with the big names. We can also do takeaway coffees, drinks and food. So, yeah, it's fabulous, the things that you do learn.
How would you find, have we noticed changes in people's buying strategies, if you like, or, you know, families buying more things for children because of homeschooling? What's going on there?
Well, I think in our shop, we've noticed more novels are being bought.
Okay.
In the lockdown, we would have factual books. A lot of our sales are factual books. Novels, not a great seller. In the last 3 months, we've sold loads of novels.
Great.
Lots of things to entertain children.
Great.
Games, books for children. So it's been really, really interesting to see. So I think it's sort of escapism.
Yeah.
Wanting to just get away from it all. And we've got reality every single day. Let's read something that just makes us enjoy life.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet you must have sold a few DIY books as well, and some well-being and mindfulness. I think from what I can gather, there's a lot of people tackling those sort of subjects as well during lockdown.
Yes, we have. And the repair shop, that's sold again and again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people love that.
Yeah.
So I think everybody's repairing everything in their home.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good bit of upcycling going on. That's good to know. So
yeah,
with the plans to reopen Nantwich, obviously we're looking to kickstart Nantwich and get everybody back into town and hopefully help realise that we can function with a social distancing procedures in place and keeping everybody safe. What are you doing at the shop?
I put a one-way system into the shop so that we can cover both the coffee shop side and do takeaways, and also people can walk in. There's a sort of halfway across so that if you're not going for the coffees, you can browse books and then cut across and join the queue. But we've made the sort of markings on the floor and everything. So we will have a one-way system. And I've asked people to stop and not come in if the front area has got somebody in it.
Okay.
Just so that we can keep that distancing. We also have the anti-bac and stuff at the front door. People feel they need to wear gloves or not the anti-bac, the hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer, yeah.
So that is inside the door for people to use as well.
Okay. And the coffee shop presumably not opening upstairs? You're just keeping to takeaways at the moment or are you opening outside?
Just takeaways at the moment. I'm sort of scrolling through. I'm trying to find where it says that we can put tables and chairs outside because that'll be really nice.
Yeah.
We'd probably only be able to put six out.
Okay.
As opposed to we normally have the height of summer,
yeah,
about 12 tables outside.
Yeah.
So that, you know, just do what we can. And in a really nice way, we're going to have to try and make sure people don't stay for too long. Let everybody have a turn.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's
that sort of mindfulness.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. Tell us how people can get in touch with you. Your new website address is?
It's nantwichbookshop.co.uk. Everything, we're very original. Everything is nantwichbookshop.co.uk.
And it's Facebook as well. And you can't miss you guys at all. You're right on the square. You're the beautiful black and white building, aren't you?
Just, very fortunate.
Yeah, along from the bank and next to Fat Face. So very easy to find. And just all we can do is wish you luck with opening and well done. I've enjoyed seeing your posts over lockdown. And I know people have been supporting you, which is absolutely fantastic. And let's hope that continues once we start opening up as well.
Which I think they will do because we've got a really great community in Antwerp.
Yeah, we certainly have. We certainly have. Thank you very much indeed, Denise. Before you go, let's have the phone number for the shop.
01270 611 665. And even if we're not there, the phone is linked to Steve's mobile. So he's never really off duty, but you can order books anytime you like.
That's really good to know. Thank you very much indeed, Denise.
Thank you very much, Liz.
You're listening to Local Not Global, part of the Redshift Community Podcast Network. This podcast shares news, advice, recipes and insights from independent traders and food producers from Nantwich and surrounding areas of Cheshire. I am Liz Parkin and Local Not Global is brought to you by In Nantwich, the small town with a big buzz. Follow In Nantwich on social media to keep up to date with what is going on in our floral market town.